discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short, I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short, I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
The day is coming when all of the name tags we've accumulated, all the false identities we've owned, all the lies of the enemy we've had a hard time shaking, will fall to the ground once and for all as we stand before the Lord. So says Mr. Matthew West, the man behind the fascinating new book, Hello, My Name Is, a one-of-a-kind compilation of stories he's collected over years of recording and performing some of the most beloved CCM songs in America, many of which found their inspiration in these remarkable stories. It's a book with a message about where our identity really ought to come from, a message with the power to transform lives. Our heartiest and warmest welcome to Mr. Matthew West today. Greetings to you, good sir.
Thank you. It's great to be with you today.
Well, so good to have you. And is it a pleasant day for you? Are you having a pleasant day, first of all?
Yes, I would say it is pleasant.
That's great. That's great. That's good news. We always want to make sure of that before we get started. Now, the last time that we had you on the program, you revealed that as an Illinois youngster, you had set your sights on a career with the Chicago Cubs. And in fact, you yourself were a highly touted high school baseball player. So now that last year's edition of the Chicago Cubs has brought home that first World Series trophy to Wrigley since 1908, are you still okay with your life choices and the fact that you picked music over baseball?
Well, I don't think it was me that made the choice. I think life chose that for me when I realized I wasn't quite the athlete that I hoped to become. You know, you either have that gift or you don't. So life chose for me, or more importantly, God chose for me to switch career paths. And you know, I wouldn't change a thing where I'm standing now. I can still watch a baseball game. I'm just not so good at playing a baseball game. I'm much better at writing songs and these days writing books, which is what I'm excited to talk about for sure.
You do pretty well when it comes to music, Matthew. You really do. You've been topping anytime.
Yeah,
anytime.
I was celebrating big time though when the Cubs won the World Series, and I'm also a Kansas City Royals fan, so I've had a good few years here watching two of my favorite baseball teams go on to victory, and I'm right where I belong, which is in the stands.
You've been topping those CCM charts for the last 14 years. Why did you decide it was time to segue into the written word?
You know, it's actually been an interest and dream of mine for a while now. And I've written about five books, I think, over the last really that many years, about the last 5 years. They've been mostly smaller, like gift books or devotional books, just with some quick reading, inspirational thoughts inspired by some of the songs that I've written over the years. And but this book, Hello, My Name Is, was a much more involved book. It's a chapter book, so a lot more words that needed to be written. But, you know, I think for me, I've just had a desire to extend my writing beyond the confines of a three-minute song. A lot of times I'll finish writing a song and kind of go, man, I feel like there's more to say.
Right.
With this message. And so in some ways, I guess I have like a pastor's heart. My dad's a preacher, and you know, I can I see the message beyond a 3 minute song, and I feel like my audience could benefit from it. And then most importantly, it was my mom who called me several years ago and really spoke that into my life. She just said, I've been praying for you, and I feel like the Lord's told me you're going to be writing books, not just songs. God's going to gift you with words, and you're going to be writing books. And so, wow. While I laughed her off many years ago, I realized that, you know, my mom was right, and that God really was going to call me to that. So celebrating the release of Hello, My Name is a pretty special thing, not just for me, but also for my mom. So wow. It's a pretty cool thing to see how, you know, God says he's beginning a good work in us, but he's also faithful to complete it. And so getting this book to completion was just a glimpse of God's awesome promises in our lives.
And that really is special. The heart of this book is anchored in passing along these stories that you've been collecting for over a decade, these real life stories. And you are a storyteller in song as well, but collecting these real life stories is kind of a fascinating passion that you have. Where did that really begin to show itself?
Well, I'm a storyteller, and, you know, I think all songwriters are storytellers at heart, and, you know, that's something that I'm just drawn to. I'm drawn to the challenge and the, the heart and emotion of telling a story through a song. That gets me excited to wake up in the morning. Hmm. And so I had this idea several years ago just to sort of do an experiment. I thought, what would happen if I gave people the opportunity to share their story with me? You know, I sing songs and do concerts every night for people on the other side of the stage. And, you know, sometimes I hear a little bit of their stories, but what if I actually gave them a chance to share their story with me? And since that one idea, I've received thousands upon thousands of true stories and personal testimonies that people have shared from all over the world. And those stories have inspired songs of mine, like Hello, My Name Is, and Forgiveness, and Strong Enough, and Mended, and Grace Wins, and the list goes on. And it's been just an incredible, really a life-changing and life-impacting journey for me to be able to become a character in the stories of other people's lives, and to see how when somebody tells their story, it can really impact our lives. It can impact the world. People need to know that there's hope for their story, and the best way they can hear that is when they hear how somebody else has seen their breakthrough. And so with Hello, My Name Is, these pages are full of one powerful story after another, whether it's parts of my own story and what God's shown me through my personal journey, or parts of other people's stories, and whether it's a comeback story or a broken story, a story of redemption, we can see God's hand at work in all of our lives, helping to shape our true identities if we'll let him.
Mm. Mr. Matthew West is a much beloved CCM chart-topping recording artist, the author of the new book, Hello, My Name Is. And of course, you've heard the song of the same name, which is tremendous as well. Here we're on the road for Faith Radio, and my name is Ryan Thomas. You know, identity is the true message that really brings all of this storytelling together, the central message of the book. What is the passion that you have for that subject, and why do you feel that in 2017 that's a message, true identity, that we need so very much?
Well, the biggest indicator was when I saw just how that song by the same title, Hello, My Name Is, when I saw how much it resonated with so many different people of all different ages and walks of life, people seem to be needing that reminder that they are loved by God, that they're not defined by their success or their failure. The world doesn't get to say who they are. Nobody gets the final say, and they don't have to believe a false identity any longer, but they are loved and by God, and they're a child of the one true King. I saw people resonate with that, and I think it sort of showed me that while we're all living a different life, and we all have different details to our stories, different chapters that we're writing, there's certain things that we all share in common, and one of those is the search for identity. I write about it in the book, and I say that it's almost as if from the day we're born, a nurse slaps a name tag right on our onesie, right? Hello, my name is, and then there's a blank space, and then they kick you out the door of the hospital and say, okay, good luck, kid. Go make a name for yourself.
Yeah.
And I think from a young age, we're trying to figure that out. Who am I? Like, what am I? What sets me apart? What makes me different? And we reach to different things throughout our entire lives. to try to define us. And too many times, too many of us settle for what I call a surface identity, or a false identity. You know, a young kid gets bullied at school and is made to feel like they're not good looking enough or smart enough or athletic enough. You know, a marriage is going through a difficult time and harsh words are spoken and a spouse is made to believe that they don't measure up or they're not pretty enough. Somebody's battling depression and having a hard time getting out of bed, just believing that life's not worth living, right? Somebody's made mistakes in their life and having a hard time moving on and believing that they could ever put the pieces back together. And so they see the name failure or shame or regret written on their name tag. And too many times we let the devil define what's on our name tag. And then we're so defeated that we have a hard time believing that God might have other names in store to replace the lies with his truth. And that's really the heart behind this book, just kind of maybe helping people walk through that journey of looking at what's been put on their name tag and daring to believe that those lies could be erased once and for all.
Man. Powerful words today from Matthew West, the much beloved CCM chart topper. His new book is called Hello, My Name Is, here on the road. And one of the interesting things that you've shared is that you have learned more about your own identity as you've put this book together. What do you mean by that?
Well, writing a book called Hello, My Name Is, and encouraging people to discover their identity, and a big picture of my face on the cover. I think it just quickly, as I sat down to write the book, I realized that anything less than authenticity in my approach to writing this book was just not going to cut it. And so this challenge was issued to me, by myself, really, that, hey, I've got to be honest with my own journey and my own struggle of trying to figure out who I am and my own pitfalls and my own mistakes and the times that I've embraced a false identity. And so I really had to do that. This book just was born out of that desire to dive into my own name, dive into my own identity, dive into my own story, and maybe ask God to show me parts of my identity that need to be realigned with how he views me. I write a lot of songs about that, about, you know, how God sees us differently than we see ourselves. And, you know, I need to see that myself. I needed to look at that and dive into some of the chapters of my story and then, you know, try to share with the world. If the goal for this book is authenticity, then I need to lead that charge and be authentic myself. So I believe I did that. That was one of the biggest compliments that I was paid after writing this book. My mom, sorry, that's my dog who also wants to be authentic, evidently. My mom just shared with me that, you know, she read the book and she just said she was proud of me because she could tell that I was honest and authentic in writing the book. And, you know, so if it gets mom's approval, then I'll settle for that.
The very best stamp of approval you could possibly earn right there. One of the most interesting stories from your life, I think that really segues with that concept of identity, is the struggle that you had with the very central instrument to what you do. You had this 5-year period where you had health issues that threatened your ability to play the guitar and then threatened your voice itself. Could you take us back there just a little bit and talk about how that really helped to crystallize who you were and your identity itself?
Yeah. Well, one of the struggles that I've had in my search for identity is, For most of my life, my identity has been all about what I do. And there's been so many times in my life where I've just, I've latched on to that thing that made me special, that got me attention, that set me apart from the crowd. And then that's become who I was or who I am versus just a detail of something that I do or maybe do well or that people seem to enjoy. So, you know, early on it was about athletics and sports, and I thrived on being known as the captain of my football team. Like, that was who, you know. So, well, what's your name? My name's Matthew. It's like, well, who are you? Well, I'm the captain of my football team. No, who are you? Well, I'm the captain of my baseball team. No, who are you? Well, I'm all conference. No, who really are you? Well, I'm the homecoming king. You know, I mean, those were things that I loved, you know, those are things that meant way more to me than they ever should. But as a high school kid, you're going to go through those things, and popularity and significance is all found. And those tend to be the driving forces of your identity. And, you know, on into becoming a professional artist and recording artist. And, you know, I think every recording artist tends to be insecure on some level, and you know, we get into this spotlight hoping that people like us. So, you know, I had a process and an experience in my life where my voice was taken away from me, and I was forced to have career-threatening vocal cord surgery. And the doctors were very honest that there was a good chance my voice would never come back. Man. And I might not sing the way that I once did. And so that was a season for me where I had to have that identity as, you know, big time singer stripped away from my name tag. I wasn't able to be identified by what I did anymore because I couldn't do anything. I had lost that thing that was making me special at that time. And what a powerful season. What an important lesson for me to learn that even with my voice gone, God still loved me. Even if I was never able to sing another song, God's opinion of me never changed. Wow. Even if the world maybe didn't see me as the special singer anymore, it doesn't mean that my identity needed to be changed. And so I just think that's been a real important lesson that I wanted to pass on in this book, is that, you know, there's going to be certain things in our lives that will come and go. Certain names might change. Certain identities might change. Our jobs might change. Our financial status might change. And if we change along with it, then we're going to toss and turn with every tide that changes. But if we find our identity firmly cemented in who God says we are, then when those trials come or those other voices come, we know that we can be immovable and unshakable and unchangeable, because God's opinion of us has not changed. And therefore, who we are stays the same. We're His children, no matter what.
Yeah. There is Mr. Matthew West, the much-beloved CCM chart-topping recording artist, the author of the new book, Hello, My Name Is. And in a book that is so full of storytelling, I'm sure it's hard to really just pick a few, but is there a story or two that really does stick out to you, one that you just received, you heard, and you just said, man, I have to share this story in this book?
Well, I share the story of a woman named Kathy who actually inspired my song, Mended, which has been on the radio this past year. Now, Kathy has worn many different names that have been put on her name tag. Many of the names on her name tag have been put there for her by damaging words that were spoken over her in her life. Abusive parents subjected Kathy to a life that no child should ever have to endure. And as a result, she grew up thinking she was worthless, grew up thinking that she would never amount to anything. And she suffered just horrible abuse in her life. And therefore, she felt wounded. And one of those, that was this powerful story that I thought was important to write, because I think in many ways, a lot of people have been led to believe a lie about who they are because of how other outside forces have made them feel. Mm-hmm. I look at my daughters right now navigating this path of going to school, and I think about the mean kid who makes the other girl feel like they're ugly, or they're not, or the audition that doesn't go well and they don't get the solo, or the tryout that doesn't go well and they don't make the cheerleading team. And one by one, these things start to find their place on our name tag. I'm not good enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm not attractive enough. I'm not athletic enough. I'm not talented enough. The world goes out of its way just to make us believe that we are simply not enough. And so I thought it was important to share some real life stories from people who've been made to feel that way, and yet hopefully remind them that God sees us much differently than we see ourselves.
You know, maybe somebody is listening today and they find themselves in that exact situation. They've really bought into what others have said, what society has said about them, and they're living, you know, as you describe it, and under the burden of a false identity today. What hope do you really offer that person, Matthew, to say, you know, you can trust that who God says you are is really who you are, and it is not all of these other things?
Well, you know, one of the most important things that I, you know, if I could say what the most important part of this book is, I would say that it's not my words. It's the scripture that is placed page after page throughout this book. And the reason why I mentioned that in response to your question is because, look, I shared Kathy's story because I believe there are so many people who are wearing the identity of wounded. They've got wounds in their life, and they're having a hard time seeing ahead because they're so caught up in what's already taken place. And my hope is that people will pick up this book and maybe add it to their quiet time, or maybe sit down and read it all in one fell swoop, but that through the reading of this book, they'll dare to believe that the truth of Scripture is really just that, 100% true. Mm. As I read more and more of the Bible, as I learned more and more who my God is and what He says about me, I want to tell you what, it filled me up with strength and inspiration and courage to dare to believe that I'm not identified by what the devil says about me. Mm. And I was able and more equipped to fight off the lies because I knew the truth and I had hidden God's word in my heart. And so that's my hope, that this book can be just another source of support and encouragement to somebody who's maybe been owned by the wounds for too long. And if somebody's out there and they're going, man, you know what? I got some messes in my life. I've got some pretty crowded name tag with a whole lot of lies on it. Man, my hope is, I have a vision of people reading this book and then daring to believe that they could take off that old name tag once and for all and allow God to write in that space, "Hello, my name is," and be reminded that what He's written is, you're a child of God. You're a child of the one true King. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And that's 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. So that's my hope, that's my prayer, that one by one people will begin to take God's hand and dare to believe that they are a beloved child of the one true King. When we own that identity, there's no false identity on earth that could ever begin to own us.
There's a joyful way to wrap it up. Mr. Matthew West has written, "Hello, my name is." Sir, what a pleasure talking to you today. You're a really inspiring guy and a humble guy at that. It's just a real honor to chat with you.
I appreciate it, man. Thanks for letting me share my heart today. I hope this book encourages your listeners who pick it up, and look forward to speaking to you again soon.
One more time, the name of that book, "Hello, My Name Is," from Mr. Matthew West, the chart-topping artist and now author as well, and generally entirely pleasant human being as well, and a great man of God. The book can be purchased online when you visit Matthew's website. It's a one-stop shop at hellomynameisbook.com. That's hellomynameisbook.com. Also available in many of the locations where fine books are sold, including Amazon and Barnes and Noble, many, many more as well. Thank you so much for joining us today for our visit on the road, discovering the story of one good man named Mr. Matthew West. We would hope to see you back here next weekend, friend. Same place, same time for On the Road. Until then, my name is Ryan Thomas. God bless, and we'll talk to you again soon.
I am no longer defined by all the wreckage behind.